spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, happy, happy Friday. It's working.
I think so.
Something happened in our studio.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's
We're looking in
fine.
An opposite direction now.
Sitting Chad on each and other's I are laps. Way too close to each other.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we make eye contact while we're talking right now?
Feels a little intimate, but here we are. Pablo's like, nothing works.
Pets' heads are falling off.
Steve's underneath the studio. This is solid. This is fantastic.
Oh, man.
Horrible day, but a day that I think the family of
Lauren Heike
at least feels some comfort that the man who allegedly murdered their child has been taken into custody. He's 22-year-old who has a lot of issues. There was a big news conference today talking about some of those issues that he has and some of the information they have, but not all of it. The news, the big news, national news has put out more than the local, the police department did, but it was a bizarre thing. So it was last Friday.
Correct.
She goes for a hike early in the morning in a not remote place.
Nope.
And crosses paths with this guy.
Apparently walked by on the opposite sides of the street of one another, and as soon as he saw her, he apparently did a U-turn and followed her, and she was out hiking, and he then, you know, followed her out there and attacked her.
And was in some ways familiar with her?
Yeah, that was unclear if they knew each other or not.
He knew her.
It's unclear if she knew him, but the way that they're reporting this is it was random, but he recognized her, and then yet he's also telling the police or investigators that he wanted to look like her, which is just so creepy.
He struggled with his sexuality, struggled with his gender. He had been in trouble before. He had, the 14 felonies against him, of which he pled guilty to.
Just
10?
Looking at one of the news stations, they were talking about that he was in 2020. We're trying to turn around and look at the TVs. In 2020, he was arrested for aggravated assault, robbery, kidnapping, etc., and had pled guilty to the 13 felonies and then went away for like
16 months.
Yeah, 16 months. And then not even however many months later, this happened.
Yeah, he was paroled in November of 22, and then this happened. And again, you know what I was thinking today? Was it social media? Did he find her on social media and say, oh, she's close by, and oh my goodness, her?
Well,
or were they familiar at a workplace?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And that was a lot of the conversation I remember hearing when she was first, you know, killed, is that this is a young, attractive female in our society, that she also was, her source of employment was being a cart girl at a golf course.
Yeah.
And I'm not assuming this guy went out and was golfing.
I don't think he was golfing much.
But he could have, you know, she was probably active on social media.
Probably.
She was active in that community, and he saw her somewhere, and then
wanted to be her.
Apparently. And that we talked about it off air, is like, that's like not saying this guy was a serial killer, but that's like one of those things that it's like,
that's
jealous of her?
Jealous of her
know.
Looks? Or because he was fired from his job, and the job that he had said, yeah, he used to carry around a knife, and she was stabbed 15 times. And the other thing they said is he was aggressive with three other females.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that... It doesn't sound like it was sexually aggressive. Was he aggressive in other ways? Was he mean to them?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I know. And it's bizarre, and it'll be interesting to learn more. But my heart just breaks for Lauren's family and friends and how terrifying. And it's, you know, this is one of those things where we can rest easy knowing that thank God that the police found this guy. But it's still unnerving to think that she was attacked and she potentially survived the initial attack and, you know, fought him off, but couldn't continue.
It was a when you heard that she probably survived for several hours after she got away from him. That was the other thing, that he left her there or wherever she had gotten to, and by the sounds of it, she may have dragged herself somewhere else.
Well,
so
her
off
stuff
the
was
path,
all over the trail.
Off
yeah.
the path and stuff. And there was that. And then the other side of it, and you've brought it up as well, is and you've said that your family and you guys have boundary issues, which is hilarious, because
well,
that's most families.
We're aware.
But you know, being gone for a day where, and their phone was there, so you could have, you know.
Yeah, I know that when her parents had spoken at the initial press conference, they had talked about them being out of state or out of town, and just, you know, they were heartbroken that they weren't there for her, and that just, that is gut-wrenching to me. But also thinking about, you know, she was meeting up with friends to go hiking and or her place of work. You know, yes, you said she's an adult. She's 29 years old. It has to be 24 hours later. Later, you file a missing persons report. But like me as a young female, like me and my friends or like my family, like if we didn't hear from one another for a while and I wasn't, you know, responding to their texts or calls, like they would freak out. And I'm sure her family was the exact same way, trying to find her phone, trying to who talked to Lauren last. Like, I can't even imagine what that was like for them.
No. So we've got more on this and we'll touch on a little bit later tonight on the other side of stuff, changing the mood a little bit because it's a tough day. The Suns play tonight. It'll be a tough night for them, I think. Chris Paul is out. I'm going to go out and say that if they go to the finals, we will probably not see Chris Paul. You're not coming back from that injury at this age, I think, unless it's not as severe as people think. But if you've got a real groin strain, you're going to be out for a while, especially in, you know, this isn't croquet. This isn't golf. This is, you need to be able to push off. They're down 2-0. Everybody's dressed up in outfits that are very sun-related.
Outfits.
Yeah, you know, Wise Man's got a...
We have Suns...
gear and their outfits. The only person
swag on.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
We just
swaggerific.
Yeah.
So you think tonight is a victory?
I think so. You just lost two times back to back on the road. Not pretty games. Not by
had a chance to win that second.
I know, and that was cool. Devin Booker on fire. It was like what 35 points in the second game, single handedly carrying.
You need
the team.
One guy, and you know it's funny. We never talk about DeAndre Ayton. Guy was the number one overall draft pick.
Nobody
ever mentions, hey, where's that cat?
Dude, I have so many feelings about DeAndre Ayton. It's like, great, good, you're huge. You should be doing that when they give you the ball. But it was like, what, was it last season or the season before that? It was the Valley Oop. Everybody lost their mind. You should be doing that. You should be doing that more.
You're 8 feet tall. Should never miss from that direction.
Yeah, but it's like, give him the ball and just drive it there. I swear, every time he's passed the ball underneath the net, it's like fumbling. I'm like, I hold my breath. I'm like, just get it in. Just do it.
So that's what she's doing tonight. I will be driving home.
Are you going to listen? Arizona Sports
Station? No, I'm not allowed to.
Why?
Because I'm bad news for them.
You're so bad news with everything.
I am. That's solid. I'm glad she came in and sat down with us. At least Bruce was nice to me, kind of, sort of. Allie and Fregados, a lot of stuff still to get to today. Norm, we're going to skip Five Spot because we've had had an issue here. If this was an airplane, we'd have some problems right now. Luckily, we're on the ground and all is well.
Women and children get the mask first.
Yeah, we'll talk a bit about Cinco de Mayo. Why do women and children get the mask first?
I don't know.
Right? You guys want equality. Why isn't it? Hey, you know what? Yeah. Everybody grab what you can grab.
Well, you know what? I'm going to grab the mask first.
So we'll talk about some Cinco de Mayo stuff, a lot of other stuff to get to as well. And again, more about the catching of the suspect in the murder of Lauren Heike. A lot of stuff on the way as well. She being Allie in for Gatos. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.
The hottest ticket in town.
All right, are we on? Are we good? All right, fantastic. So let's talk about the hottest ticket in town. It's time for our hottest ticket qualifier. Annette Garcia from Buckeye. So that is Annette Garcia from Buckeye. You got 10 minutes to call 602-277-5827 to qualify for game 3 or 4 tickets. If Annette Garcia does not call within 10 minutes, then Allie and I are taking the tickets and we're going to go. No. Then we will open up the phone lines to someone else.
Once again, our faces painted.
That's right. Yeah, like kitties. Annette Garcia from Buckeye, you have 10 minutes to call 602-277-5827 for your chance to qualify to win game 3 or 4 tickets. So be prepared.
Annette.
Annette's not the same as Jerry. Jerry's no longer with us. Jerry. I forgot who it was. Today, we were talking about the young lady who was murdered horrifically. And, you know, one of the things that they didn't talk about is that had been brought up. He was raised very Christian. He had been struggling with his sexual identity for apparently quite a while. and that he had some issues with women. And he said when they took him in, well, this can't be about sexual assault because I haven't had sex with anybody.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a weird.
And it's nobody. OK, that maybe that was a question. But to go right off the bat with that, yeah. That's at the top of his mind.
Yeah. And he said he normally is not the kind of person to kill somebody or something like that.
He said in that he wouldn't plan this.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't matter. You did it.
Yeah, she was, you know, allegedly. He was stabbed. She was stabbed 15 times.
That's personal. That's
that is
weird.
Personal. When you stab somebody, it's a very personal thing. It's very passionate. It is the anger that you put into stabbing somebody is so, because you're right on top of them. It's this kind of thing. And she then managed to fight him off somewhat and crawl over. And maybe he thought she's dead. And he took off, but she was still alive for a while.
Yeah, the police earlier today holding their press conference talking about the fact that she fought him off and that they were led to believe that she survived and that he ran off and that she had defensive wounds and that they had both, her and the suspect, had scrapes, like he had chased her through a barbed wire fence. You know, they're out in the desert. I don't know what type of, brush was involved. If she fell, whatever, but his DNA had ended up that his blood had landed on her in the scene. And that's what, they had said that there were other determining factors, whether it be that video evidence.
Yeah, because
like
he didn't deny the video evidence.
No.
And he had a ticket to go to Detroit
that night.
And they said they were not going to allow him to get on the plane.
No.
So they must have known.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded, because they said they had multiple videos.
I know.
So I'm wondering if it's Ring doorbells.
Well, between Ring doorbells and then just like the traffic on foot to get there. Like, there's traffic lights over there. There's businesses over there. Like, the Whole Foods that we kept talking about yesterday. It's just, how on earth did this happen at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and nobody heard or saw it?
No, I don't. It is a... The not hearing it part.
It's, yeah.
That
because
to me, because
you know,
it is
if
a...
If that happens, blood-curdling scream.
Yeah.
You know that has had
and
to happen.
Because when this first broke the other day, Bruce was in earlier this week, and he pulled up exactly where it happened.
It's in
and
a backyard.
I thought it was super rural, and it wasn't.
It's
there's backyards. There's just a little fence in a backyard area, and nobody heard anything.
And like I picture it, like when we looked it up on the Google Maps earlier, like the pin is like you see it on just the brink of this backyard of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of the different news stations had interviewed like families that live in that area, and they're just like, this is unfathomable that this could happen in our backyards.
Yeah, just an absolute tragedy. And he obviously has a lot of issues. They granted him $1 million bond on some things and no bond on the murder and the kidnapping. So even if he would have paid $1 million cash today, he was not getting out.
No.
Because they know he's a flight risk.
Well, yeah. And then he was on probation.
Yep.
Like,
and I guess he had missed some of his probations. There was several things.
Yeah.
And what he went to jail for originally was it 14 counts? And he had pled guilty to 10.
Aggravated assault burglary, all
kidnapping,
sorts.
All kinds of
things. And like this just goes to show you, like looking at the deeper issues here, the fact that he was just released almost and this has already now happened. Like, how was he not considered a risk? How could this have happened?
I don't know. Just a tragedy. And again, we'll have more about this and the horrific death of a young lady whose life was taken way too early, and somebody who has mental issues, wanted to be her, apparently, wanted to look like her. Maricopa County has a new person here, and the supervisor's appointed Julie Willoughby. Now, if you don't know any of this stuff, you have been following, youngster, I call you that because you're younger than me.
Thank you.
Mrs. Harris, who won the seat that Julie now gets, she had brought somebody to an ethics meeting or something and then had that person accuse everybody of taking money from the cartels.
Oh, wow.
And it was the Republicans who
Bold
told her.
Strategy copy.
Yeah, that was solid. The Republicans said, they're all sitting there, playing Candy Crush, like, wait, what? And so they voted, we need to get rid of you. So the three were chosen, and Gallardo said, you know what? None of you will say that the big lie is exactly that, the big lie. So I'm going to vote against you. But they finally chose Julie Willoughby, and it was funny because we were talking about what's those, because they said, well, we had great meetings with all of them.
What
and
were they?
What? Well, like, nobody barked at me.
Yeah, like, did they all come wearing shoes? Was that the stipulation?
That's it. So it's that's the new person that'll be taking over, and everybody puts it's the lesser of three evils, and it goes back to this whole craziness of still voting. Of course, voting was part of it. They talked about water. They talked about a lot of stuff, but for some people, it's still the big lie, and they just can't let it go. And I don't know, is it money? It's got to be the grift.
Is it the relevancy?
It's the grift. You're getting money off people. That's the big thing. Like, you're getting money off of people because you can push it out there, and you know that immediately you're going to start with X amount of people that are going to believe anything you have to say, and they'll be willing to give to you because they hope you're going to right an injustice that they feel happened to them. And that is wrong. It is. So we have Duke Julie Willoughby and as opposed
welcome.
To Mrs. Harris, who will no longer be participating because of the cartels. What? This is, of course, Allie. She's in for Gatos. We are currently sitting right next to each other.
Too close to each other.
Very exciting. We had an issue here, and the plane is landing, so we're going to be fine. Coming up, their CDC director says they're out. The World Health Organization says no pandemic. And... let's talk a little royal magic. That's right. The wedding? No. Coronation?
It's coronation day.
Yeah, it's happening tomorrow. We'll talk about that straight ahead. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
That's us. Allie's in for Gatos. She'll be back next week. Hopefully everything will be working in here. Don't know if you guys know this, but when the wheel comes off the bus on that one, well, it's not fun.
We're here. We're good.
What are you eating?
A little protein bar.
There you go. Protein bar indeed. We need it for the today's
Gains.
Been a day.
What? Gains, bro.
The World Health Organization has decided that it's no longer a pandemic. It's over. It's endemic. It's the thing that's been really
lingering.
Yeah. It's never going anywhere.
No.
That's the thing.
We've seen it evolve.
Yeah.
What strain you got?
It's a cold.
What'd you get?
It's a cold now.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of the flu. Will we?
How many times have you had COVID?
I don't know. Maybe 50? I don't know.
Like, actually tested?
Zero.
You don't know? Like, so you've never had COVID?
I think I had it at the beginning.
I always knew that you were a physical specimen.
I am something. I'll tell you that right now. It's the red hair and fair skin. We burn in the sunlight, but we are indestructible.
Yeah. COVID can't touch you.
So I think I had it in the beginning when it first happened. And Jack and I were both very sick. And we were in San Diego, and where my son Jack lives. He's 12. He's like, what, 9 at the time, 8 at the time. We went to a Chinese New Year. And many of the people had just gotten in from Wuhan.
Oh, yeah.
And I had been following it for like 2 months. And I kept telling everybody, something's coming.
Yep.
Something's coming. And by Friday, both of us were sick. And I remember I went into the room. There was no test for COVID. And I told my wife, I said, we were having a party for the kids.
Super spreader.
Yeah, but there was like 8 kids. And they put up one of those hazmat things.
Oh, no.
Joking, my wife's like, just go and sleep. So I slept from Friday night till like Sunday.
Yeah.
And then that was it. I've never tested positive for it or anything ever again. I've never, you know, fine.
Were you like sick? Like were you just tired?
Very tired.
Yeah. When I got it was last January. Not this past January, but January before that, when it was like kind of after the whole shutdown and everything. But
you got old school.
Yeah. It like knocked me on my butt. Like I definitely felt like I was sick, and I will never forget, and I will never let my husband live this down. We were at a party the night before, and we were waking
up. Better event.
Yes, basically. And it was a small dinner party, whatever, the night, and then next morning, we were going to go hunting because my husband loves to hunt. And I'm like, I'll go with you. Like, I'll just sit on the mountain and just like, you know.
I'll just look pretty. Sit on the mountain, and you can kill all the furry things you want.
Sure, yeah, whatever. That's exactly how I sound. And so I'm like, you know, glassing, as they call it. And I kept having this tickle in my throat, and I would like clear my throat, and my husband would like give me this look like, can you be quiet? You're going to scare the animals. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I had a little tickle in my throat. I thought I had allergies, whatever. We're hiking throughout the day. We're out there all day, and I'm so exhausted. And I remember we're driving home, and I'm like falling asleep in the car. We get home that Sunday night to watch the Cardinals game, and I like pass out on the couch. I was so tired. Next morning, I wake up. I get in our medicine cabinet to get some DayQuil, and I like look at the COVID test, and I'm like, I bet I should take that just in case and not go to work. I took the test and it immediately popped positive. I was never so excited to call my husband. I was like, I had COVID that whole time and you were telling me to be quiet.
Did he have COVID?
No.
Has he ever gotten COVID?
No.
Not the deal. I'm like, you know, because no. so many people were
correct.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah.
You know.
And like, I was like, I needed to quarantine away from him. And he's like, it's fine. I don't like you that much anyway.
Yeah. Go away. This whole thing
yeah,
is just.
Yeah. He too is a physical specimen like yourself. And apparently he never got it.
You know, it is crazy because my wife got it really bad during. So Christmas time. Christmas time in Holly Greens. We were off, you know, we took our time off. And I remember going to, and I was exhausted. And part of that is the fact that I'm working, you know, 100 hours a week and stuff. And I remember I said, I can't pick Charlie up. I'm tired. She didn't feel good. And she was sick for like 10 days. She was just on her back. And for me, if I did have it, I had it, but I've never tested positive. 2 weeks ago, I was exhausted. I took a couple of days off, and my wife's like, we should test it. I tested, and it came back negative, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, I also feel like maybe it's like the 100 hours of work and,
that is a possibility.
And the driving and
when
the nonstop talking and
here's
everything.
Here's a question, Allie. When do we get to the point? Because how many people, and everybody listening out there, you guys probably this way, it's just a cold. I'm going to go to work.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, but.
That you, like, are people going to go to work sick again? Like, and I will say, like, sometimes you see people out and about, whether it's at work or at the grocery store or Costco, and they're hacking up a lung, coughing. Like, you can tell they don't feel good and they're out in public. And it's like, come on, whether it's COVID or not, don't do that.
But before, it was like, oh, they're pushing through, they're doing stuff. And then COVID came, and it's like, now if you're like, you got allergies, you should probably stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I don't want to stay at home.
I feel like the allergy thing, especially you look out the window and there's just yellow everywhere right now. It's like the pollen just has infiltrated the valley. But no, I mean, there's something to be said about don't go out and be gross when you're sick.
Yeah. So if you've got a stomach bug, stay home. If you've got a cold, you can probably get away with going to work. The flu, most people don't go to work with that. COVID has been a big no-go to work.
Yeah, I feel like that you definitely don't go to work if you have the flu. You have COVID, the stomach flu. Yeah, you can still get that.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go to the water cooler and hang out. Yeah, somebody's giving the stomach bug around.
The water cooler.
Whatever.
Whatever. What, do you want to fight me?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Whatever.
The virtual water cooler. The concept of the bean and cheese burrito you gave me before the show could give me the stomach bug, probably.
It could, but it was delicious because it's Cinco de Mayo.
And the little tiny onions.
Oh, the little onions. Taco Bell, you do it right. Del Taco is my favorite, but Taco Bell, you're a close second.
Free shabakadoo.
Oh, I love Del Taco. It's delicious. The tomorrow they're going to crown a new king in England, and I was invited. I chose not to go. You don't like him?
Yeah, no.
Because of
Princess Diana, deserved better. He couldn't just be a good guy and like just do his duties and like be married to her and like not go out. On
I
the
felt
side.
Like she. You know what? I got to be honest. I feel like she was a lot of work.
You're a lot of work.
I am.
You're a piece of work.
I am a piece of work. I'm just saying, I feel like.
How?
I feel like
because
she was
you
a lot
wanted
of work.
To, like,
you
be treated fairly and, like.
See, this is what I love you guys.
You
having
guys.
Having lived there for a decade and. They were just so, first of all, they put them together in a very weird way, and they shouldn't have been. He was way older than her.
Yeah, no, I watched The Crown.
Yeah,
I know some of these
things. The Crown. I know. None of that is dramatic at all. None of it's real. But tomorrow they crown him as the king. $125 million is what it's costing.
Of course it is. Who's going? Remember, like, nobody RSVP'd?
Yeah, they say that. Everybody's going to go. There's going to be 2,000 people there, but that's small, because normally it's like three times.
Well, yeah, and like, are the people going to line the streets?
Yeah, maybe, probably, I would say so. All right, she's Allie. I am Chad. And that is early on, but we're doing
the hottest ticket in town.
All right, 277-5827. Call in now. Third caller, you have a chance to win tickets to the third or fourth game, the Suns and the Nugs, right now. So 277-5827, call right now. Third caller, you're on your way potentially, to see the Suns take on the Nuggets in the third or fourth game. This is Gators and Chad Show.